Since you didn't get a chance to see him physically, could Parker Pillsbury stand real quick? Please welcome him into the membership as well, since he's out here. It's always good to be a part of that. It's hard to believe that we're at the end of our 40 Days of Purpose experience. And what an experience it's been. We've done a special themes of worship services and sermons and the music and the classes and the scriptures, the books, the small groups, and many lives have been radically changed and challenged. And I am so proud of you for what God has done through you and in you and to you and for you. And we're going to conclude today with a little celebration party. But first, just a brief remembrance of the wonderful things we've learned over the past 40 days. 40 days ago, we asked the question, what on earth am I here for? Remember how, when I first asked the question, something deep inside of you said, you know, I've been wondering that many times myself. What am I here for? What is the purpose? What is the most important thing and reason for my existence? And then we studied and we discovered and we five purposes for why God has placed each of us on this earth. There are no other more true or meaningful purposes for our existence than those we have studied, these five that we studied. Find these five purposes of your existence, and you will live a full and meaningful life, for these are the five reasons why God has us here. Find not these five purposes for your existence, and you will live a full and meaningful life, not so, but one empty, meaningless, and purposeless. So the first purpose we talked about was, the first purpose why God has all of us here is to be loved. We just sang that. And the thing about, that's who we are. We're here to be loved by God. The foundation reason why we are on earth is to be loved by God. Before you're asked to do anything else, before you try to do anything else for God, just allow God to love you. Open your heart to that and realize no matter where you've come from, who you are, what you've done, God loves you. And our response today is to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him for His love. The second purpose we studied was to belong. God has called you to be loved, and God has called you to belong. Remember, we thought what a special concept that is, that we all want to belong. As we begin to ponder what our purposes are for being here, we though first need to realize that once we hear about love, and before we go into the belonging, we see a roadblock. And the Word of God is very honest about that, and very loving about that. For God tells us in His Word that we cannot have a relationship with Him, we cannot go to the belonging yet, or find all these purposes for Him without, if we stay in our first present state as we come to Him. For our present state has a problem. All of humanity is separated from God. It keeps us from knowing God's love and these purposes in our lives. And Romans 3:23, it says, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Isaiah 59:2 adds, your sins have separated you from your God. They have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. Romans 6:23 adds, and the wages of that sin is death. But God, remember God loves us? God loves you. God wants you. God has purposes for your life. So God made a way for us to come to Him. In John 3:16, we love it. For God so loved the world, that's yourself in there, that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that's love. And receiving God's gift of forgiveness requires an action on our part, an invitation on our part, as we would invite somebody into our homes. In Romans 10:13 it says, Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. A major and most important action on our part has been lost, believe it or not, in many churches today. In many churches, people are told just go to church and that'll get you into heaven, but they don't hear how they have a life-saving relationship with God through the Son Jesus rather than just a religion of works and doing things. But God's Word tells us that we all must at some time realize what God did for us in Jesus on the cross. To go to our knees before that cross, thank Him for the sacrifice on that cross. Ask Him to forgive us from our sins. Ask Him to let Jesus' death pay the price for our sins, and then invite Jesus into our heart as our personal Savior. In Romans 10, 9-10, it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you hear the words, the action words we have? We need to confess. If you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And when we invite Jesus into our hearts and lives, we know that we have eternal life with Him now and eternally in heaven when we die. If someone ever says to you, well, I hope I have eternal life, listen to 1 John 5, 11-13. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Any question yet? Pretty clear? And he adds, I love these words. Listen to this. Share this. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may, what's the word? Know that you have eternal life. Oh, you can't know that. What's it say? I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so you may know now and eternally that you have now and eternally eternal life. All God's people say, amen. A lot of people don't know that. They don't think you can know that. So share the good news with them. God loves you. God wanted you born, and God wants you to have a wonderful and eternal relationship with Him. And to find the purposes in our lives, we must first have that invitation for Him as our Savior and our Lord in our lives. And when we do, all our sins are paid for, forgiven, and cleansed from our lives. We are born anew as His children. We're born into a new family, His church. We belong. And our response is to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him for making it possible for us to belong. The third purpose is to become. God has called you to be loved. God has called you to belong. And God has called you to become, to be becoming. We become more most like those we spend the most time with. And the best person you can spend time with and become like is Jesus. To become Christ-like. To daily become more and more a follower, a disciple of Jesus. God wants you and me to be formed and molded in our hearts, our minds, and our actions like Jesus. I'd like to ask you just real quick, if you were a part of a Sunday school, Bible study, small group in the 40 days of purpose, please stand real quick, please. Stand real quick. Amen. Please be seated. You were showing in your studies and in your participation that you wanted to become more like Jesus. You wanted to become. You were challenging and you were taking on God's call for you to become more Christ-like. And our response is to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him for working within us to become more like Jesus. The fourth purpose was to bless. We are not on this earth to be selfish or self-serving. God has placed us on this earth to be useful and used, to be helpful, to serve, to bless God and others with the life God has given us. And God has given you certain special gifts and abilities that no one else can do like you can, to be used to bless Him, to bless His church, to bless others through serving. You are God's workmanship, created by Him to bless Him by doing good works for Him and blessing other lives. It doesn't matter how long you live, but how you blessed Him with your years. It's not the duration of your life, but the donation of your life. And our response is to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him and gifting us to bless Him and others with our lives. And the fifth purpose we shared in was to be sent. You and I are sent. Jesus wants you to help bring others to Jesus. He wants you to begin with the people closest to you and then the people around you and to ripple out. Everybody, all of us, everyone of all time and eternity needs Jesus. And in John 4:35 it says, "Open your eyes. Look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest in your family, in your relationships, in your workplaces, in your neighborhoods, all around you, believe it or not, please believe it, are people wanting to hear about Jesus. Longing to see, have someone walk up to them to tell them about Jesus. You were part of that group, I was too, and somebody was sent and loving enough to tell me and tell us about Jesus. They looked at the fields, they saw that, and they did their work. Vast fields of human souls around us are ready to hear the good news of Jesus. Please never forget that people are lost and not going to heaven until they hear the good news of Jesus and invite Him into their heart as their Savior and Lord. But they need someone to be sent to start going to do that. In Romans 10:11-15, it says, "As the Scripture says, anyone who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Your feet are called beautiful if you bring the good news of Jesus to someone, and every one of us need it. And our response is to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him for allowing us the privilege of being sent to see others come Christ. We're here to be loved. We're here to belong. We're here to become. We're here to bless. We're here to be sent. And may I add a sixth? I don't think Rick Warren would mind this. We are here to be blessed and to rejoice, to give thanks. We are here to be blessed and to rejoice, to give God thanks. Now, I know Thanksgiving's coming up, and I know you would be very upset if I didn't give you a little bit of Thanksgiving humor for the dinner table. First of all, just some little quips. What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children? If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy. Why do pilgrims have trouble keeping their pants up? Because for some reason they wear their belts on their hats. What is the difference between a chicken and a turkey? Chickens celebrate Thanksgiving. What is the turkey's favorite black tie celebration? The butter ball. I know. How does a turkey drink? From a goblet. What kind of music do pilgrims listen to? Plymouth Rock. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside. Why do turkeys eat so little? Because they're always stuffed. And what did the turkey do in the Thanksgiving Day parade? He played his drumsticks. I like that one, drummer. Okay. A man in Phoenix called his son in New York the day before Thanksgiving and said, "Son, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Dad, what are you talking about?" the son screamed. We can't, We can't stand the sight of each other any longer, the father said. We're sick of it, and I'm sick of talking about it, so you call your sister in Chicago, and you tell her. Well, frantic, the son called his sister, who exploded on the phone. Well, they're not going to get away with this. I'll take care of this. She called Phoenix immediately and screamed to her father, you're not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me? And she hung up. The father hung up the phone and yelled to his wife, okay, hon, they're coming for Thanksgiving. And they're paying their own way. I guess you can only use that once. Back to a little more serious note. The purpose six is to be blessed and to rejoice, to give thanks. And individually and together as the Pathways Baptist Church family, we have so much to be thankful for. I want you to know that on behalf of the staff, I just want you to share how proud we are of you. There's no other church in this area like Pathways Baptist Church. You are a warm, loving, caring, growing, and maturing church. I truly believe that God has here in this place more dedication, more types of worship expression, more giftedness than any other church in this area. And look what's happening. Because you are experiencing God's love, because you are worshiping Him for His love and blessings, because you have come to belong to Him and His church family, because you are becoming more Christ-like in your life, because you are a blessing to Him and others through serving, because you are growing and you're being sent and reaching others with the love of Christ. Just today, we had six people go into the waters of believers baptism, and six new people joined the church. All God's people say, what? Amen. And this has happened by the movement of God and by your faithful prayers and giving and living your six purposes in your life. On a recent road trip, Deb and I were discussing some of the new and neat things that we share together as a church. Just listen to a few of them. I'm sure you could have more. We have a new church. We celebrate that this day. As a matter of fact, after the service, we're having kind of a wedding reception, complete with cupcakes and punch, so please stick around and celebrate the wonderful wedding that we are excited about. You have a whole bunch of new friends, don't you? Isn't that great? We have a new name, Pathways. Whatever pathway people are on in life, we ask them, invite them to come in here and find the path of Jesus Christ. Amen? And we are united in one in that new name. God has a new movement that He's doing here. There's a new vision that God is developing here. We have a plethora of worship experiences and expressions here, unlimited, that God is doing here. We have so many opportunities, new opportunities that God has before us here. You know, somebody, I won't point them out, for a couple weeks now has shared with me that through this experience that they've had with the 40 Days of Purpose, they had some areas that they were struggling in as we've merged as a new church. But as they've studied and prayed and they felt the Holy Spirit has challenged them and is changing them and is maturing them in this whole new adventure as a church that God is leading us into. And they're so excited about that. Now that is maturity. They're saying, I had some things that I had. These are my, my things that I'm not going to give up, but I'm willing to give them to Jesus because I see there's a greater vision that God has for us as a church. That's why I had the Psalm 95 read. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In His hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. All God's people say, amen. We're here to be loved. We're here to belong. We're here to become. We're here to bless. We're here to be sent. And we're here to be blessed and to rejoice, to give Him thanks. Cry out and say, thank You, Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've done in our lives and our church and all You're going to do through Your church. We, Lord, ask You to help us be committed to these purposes now and forevermore as we continue to see You work and change our lives as well as in Your church. We praise You and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.